speech students on every platform possible, please welcome George Galloway.
Thank you very much, Andrew, brothers and sisters, comrades and friends. In any freak show like this that's taking place in North Africa today, it's difficult to pick out the most grotesque specimen. But for me, the ugliest sight of all was the declaration by Berlusconi that Italy would be fully involved in this bombardment of Libya. 7 warplanes from the Berlusconi Air Force are on their way. Of course, the last time Italy was in Libya, they were wearing the uniforms of Mussolini fascism, and so depraved was the Italian occupation of Libya that only last year the same Berlusconi agreed to pay Libya 5 billion euros in compensation for the war crimes, bestial in character, committed by the Italian occupation forces in Libya at that time. Secondly, was the announcement by the Vice Admiral at the Pentagon last night, when telling us how successful the first phase had been. 110 Tomahawk cruise missiles. Don't you love it when they call their weapons of mass destruction after the Native American peoples that they massively destroyed? But after telling us how well it had all gone, the Vice Admiral was asked by a journalist which Arab countries had participated in the assault. He stuttered and stammered before announcing that the Arab countries had said they'd prefer if their names were not mentioned in the press conference. That's, of course, partly a level of nervousness on their part, but mainly it's because it will escape no one the irony of dictatorships, some of whom are currently killing their own people who have risen up for democracy, flying to Libya to kill Libyans in the name of democracy. You really couldn't make this up. Of course, there's little Sarkozy punching above his height. Of course, France has a history in North Africa too. They were next door in Libya in Algeria for quite some time. And the Algerians had to give 1 million martyrs in order to drive out French colonialism from the region. The sight of David Cameron over there in full Tony Blair mode, telling us that British forces were in action over Libya, was perhaps just as well they could only film him from the waist up. It was revolting to me, and I hope to you. This whole thing is revolting. This Gaddafi, whose ass they kicked, whose money they took, whose market they exploited, whose resources they invested billions in taking from the ground, has become overnight someone who before long will be being described as the new Hitler, as the mad dog, or all the other propaganda that's trotted out on these occasions. And well, the truth is that all these Arab leaders, including the ones in our coalition, are dictators, none of whom have been chosen by their people, and all of whom one day will be swept away by their people. And that's what we want to see. Not the old colonial imperial powers intervening in those revolutions to try to cheat them and divert them, the better to get a new footing in which they can continue business as usual. Lastly, Andrew, just before I came out, I learned that Saudi Arabia had joined the coalition and will be sending its Air Force on Tuesday. There's been a slight delay. Perhaps they want to see if they'll have to use that Air Force to bomb the people of Bahrain, 16 kilometers off their coast. Because, of course, if the revolution in Bahrain is successful, it will indeed trigger a revolution that will overthrow these tyrants in Riyadh. These are difficult times. I don't know about you, I'm finding it all very traumatic. On the 8th anniversary today of the shock and awe savagery that they visited upon Baghdad. But it didn't do them much good in the long run. Of course, it cost many hundreds of thousands of Iraqis their lives and the livelihoods of millions more. I honestly don't feel that this operation in Libya is going to be any more successful for them. The Sky News and BBC News laptop bombardiers are all out with their war talk. But this bombardment is not going to succeed. This will be a long war. And casualties will occur far from the field of battle. And the radicalization of the Arab and Muslim world will proceed apace. This is not any kind of peacekeeping. This is not peacekeeping, this is war making. Imperialist war making. And congratulations to the Stop the War Coalition for seeing it so clearly. Wassalamu alaikum. Thank you very much.